So the debt limit got passed. I don't think any of us are in any way surprised by this. Watched it happen last night. Was it 9 o'clock? Is when the vote took place. And the first thing to note is that the majority of the majority did vote for it. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. You have a majority of Republicans that voted for the legislation, which should mean that Kevin McCarthy is safe. It should mean that Kevin McCarthy is safe. That was the deal. That if you had a majority of the majority, everything was going to be okay. The vote was 314 to 117. There were Democrats and Republicans who did not vote for this legislation. This legislation that leaves an open-ended number on the debt ceiling. The debt ceiling has to be renegotiated in 2025. Pushing it past the presidential election so nobody has to deal with it. But no number was actually assigned to it. No number. That, to me, was a no. Now, as we argued here, of course, you could say, hey, Republicans control the House, at least they do for the next year and a half. They can keep the spending down. The idea that we don't want to have safeguards, we don't want to have guardrails, we don't want to have a cap and limit on Congress. The fact that we, the people, don't want them to know that they have to spend within their means. People like Bernie Sanders find the debt limit ridiculous. It's preposterous. What a silly thing that we have to do. Of course he does. Because Bernie Sanders desperately wants access to your dollars at all times. He doesn't actually believe in a fairer world, in a kinder world, in a more decent world. He can't create that with the policies that he's put forth over an entire career. Remember, Bernie Sanders is a bad guy. It's okay to be angry about Bernie Sanders. By the way, that live show is still coming. We've been working. It is taking a nice, lovely bit of shape. I know, I should be able to do things like at the drop of a hat. Give me just a little time, people. Bernie Sanders doesn't know how to run a society. He doesn't know decency. When he talks about programs that are desperately needed by this group and that group, they're not programs desperately needed. He desperately wants to provide them. He thinks that's what good government is. He doesn't care who he takes from. He decides that this group is more important than, well, maybe you, and therefore you should be taken from. But even Bernie Sanders didn't vote for this.
Having said and made clear that what we have before us is far, far better than what emanated in the Republican House, I have to make clear that I cannot vote for this bill. Madam President, at a time of massive wealth and income inequality, at a time when the people on top have never had it so good, while the middle class shrinks and millions of working class families live in desperation, I cannot in good conscience vote for a bill that takes vital nutrition assistance away from women, infants, children, and seniors while refusing to ask billionaires to stop paying their fair share of taxes. So again, not as bad by any means as the bill passed in the House. This bill will cut nutrition programs for kids and the elderly, and yet the billionaires continue to laugh all the way to the bank. They don't.
What about the millionaires like you? What about the millionaires like you? Never held a job and a millionaire. Pinkos are the best. And when I say they're the best, I mean the worst. This legislation, this passage, could be seen as a solid for McCarthy. Look what I was able to do. I negotiated it. I dealt with Republicans who were unhappy with it. I got it done. it's just not a great piece of legislation. And again, I will say to you, I have no idea why they you know, this thing that Bernie Sanders is upset with, that debt limit increase, you passed it. You kept the spending where it was, which aren't cuts. When you keep spending where it is, that's not a cut to a program. Bernie Sanders is a liar, but I already said he was a communist, so now I'm just repeating myself. They should have said, hey, we passed it. Let Chuck Schumer deal with it. Bye. And they should have gone on vacation. As an entire Republican caucus, the entire group of them should have gone to Holiday World. Ah, watching Chip Roy and Victoria Spartz on the Mammoth would have been a treat. Let the Senate deal with it. I would have done such a thing. That would have been my position. I don't know why it wasn't the position. This legislation to me is not as good. An open-ended debt ceiling and the possibility of cuts to the military. People like Lindsey Graham are like, oh, no, 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 no.
Continues, and I can't see the numbers in front of me. And this bill passes in the House, this compromise bill with McCarthy and Biden. Where do you obviously don't support it because of defense spending. What are your plans tomorrow? Because you, Mike Lee, Rand Paul are three people that will be offering amendments.
Well, my plan is to inform the American people that this budget deal is a disaster for the United States military. I like Kevin McCarthy. He's got a hard job. But he said this bill fully funds the military. I want your audience to know tonight that this bill is $42 billion short of matching inflation. This bill creates a smaller Navy at a time when the Chinese are going from 300 ships to 440. This bill puts us on track to go from 298 ships in our Navy to 291. It's the lowest spending per GDP on defense since World War II. This bill is a disaster for America. It is a big win for China. I'm going to be hell no. The number one job of the federal government is to defend this nation. I'm a Reagan Republican, and Ronald Reagan would never have done this at all. Put our Navy in decline as China is building up. So, Sean, I cannot tell you from a defense point of view, this bill is a disaster for the American military. If you think $42 billion under inflation is fully funding, then we're in the wrong party.
Well, a lot of us could have told you that. Also, this Navy conversation is one you have heard us discussing. We've been engaged in for years. You can change up the Air Force. You can change how troops work on the ground. You cannot change the fact that you need the ships at sea to keep the shipping lanes open. You can't change this reality. The good, the product has to go from point A to point B. That involves ships, and those ships need to be safe. And when you talk about a level of superiority so your enemies recognize what it is you can do, that comes from a Navy. It has been true throughout history. It is still true now. We've got a problem. I've got Republicans in the Senate who are going to be giving this thing the serious once over. Now, before we get into anything else, and no, don't hit, Jonathan, don't hit any sounders yet. Give me a minute. Congressman Jim Banks came on to the show yesterday on Tony Katz Today and said that he was going to be a no vote. Congressman Larry Bouchon of the 8th District came on the show and said he was going to be a yes vote. Then I learned that Congressman Banks did not vote. He did not vote last night. I don't know why. I don't know. I've already reached out to his team to get an answer. Because you were told, I was told, if I was a guy who spoke in these kinds of terms, my audience was told that he was going to vote no. Then he didn't vote. And I need an answer. I won't accept silence. And I won't accept, oh, well, you know, things happen. No. There has to be a reason you went from voting no to not voting. I want to understand it. And there could be a myriad of reasons for it. I'm not even going to presuppose them. What I'm telling you is, I'm going to get the answer. And yes, I'm going to get the answer, otherwise it's going to get very loud up in here. Just wanted you to know that I'm paying attention.